Hello everyone, it's Tom here again with another audio walk from Open Country. You join me today on an absolutely spectacular early spring day. The sun is out, it's reasonably mild, there is a little bit of a chilly breeze, but that's not going to stop our enjoyment today, I'm sure. Our walk today is at the beautiful Rodley Nature Reserve, which is a wetland habitat just outside Leeds, in between Leeds and Bradford. It's not too far from the River Aire and the Leeds-Liverpool Canal. In fact, the River Aire flanks one of the reserve sides. So as well as enjoying some beautiful scenery today, we'll hopefully encounter lots of interesting wildlife as well. So without further ado, let's put our best foot forward and enjoy this wonderful sight. Even though a plane is just flying overhead, the birds are drowning it out. They're definitely in full voice today. They know that spring is well and truly on the horizon. We've started this walk from the visitor centre here at Rodley Nature Reserve, which is a brilliant little resource for learning about wildlife and maybe popping in for a cup of tea or a little bit of cake if that takes your fancy whilst you're walking round. Might think of doing that when I finish the walk, but as the weather is so nice, I'm eager to get going today. All around me at this starting point are hawthorn and blackthorn hedges, and they're just starting to spring into life. The hawthorn have just got beautiful green buds on them that are sprouting out, and the blackthorn blossom is just coming through as well, this beautifully sweet, pungent white flower that is amassing the skeletal branches of the trees. Just making me think that in a few months' time, all of this will be a sea of green. What a lovely thought. As we make our way down a wide open path with fields on one side and another hawthorn hedge on the left leading to the meadow area here at Rodley Nature Reserve, I've just actually seen my first bumblebee of the year, which again is a lovely sight that reminds me that spring is nicely on the horizon, buzzing between those beautiful white flowers, the blossom of the blackthorn trees. We've now made it down to the riverside, the River Aire, which skirts the southern edge of Rodley Nature Reserve. It's flowing quite quickly today. We have had quite a bit of rain recently, so the river is well and truly in full spate. In fact, there's a tree on the opposite bank that's branches are just being dragged along by the water. On the banks at the other side, unfortunately, it looks like there's quite a bit of litter that's caught on the branches, some of which is bright blue colour, which is deceiving me into thinking that there's kingfishers there. You may be thinking that, Tom, I'm sure a lot of the kingfishers that you've seen on these audio walks so far have probably been blue bits of plastic. But no, I can assure you that I do actually see these birds from time to time. The other thing that I can keep my eye out for today is an otter. Very rare creatures to see, but there have been reports of them here on the River Aire near Rodley, so I'll keep my eyes peeled and report any sightings if I do see one to you. You'll be the first to know. It is lovely down here as I'm watching the little white horses, the little waves on the river as it runs over the rocks beneath, peaking and glowing beautifully white in this early spring sunshine. As we make our way away from the river and deeper into the heart of the reserve, on my left-hand side now is a series of reed beds, beautiful habitat for birds. And again, like the little waves on the river, the fern tops of these reeds are just glowing beautifully in the sun atop these yellowy-orange long stems, which provide perfect cover for birds like bitterns, water rail, and marsh tits, and reed warblers as well. Beyond, I can just see the glimmer of the water on one of the lagoons, as they call them here at the reserve, which we'll have a look at a little bit later on in the walk. But for the moment, I'm just going to stand here in this beautifully warming sunshine, and almost like a reptile or a snake, take on some of this warmth to keep me going for the rest of the walk. I've now made it to a little hide overlooking one of the lagoons. There's three main hides here at Rodley Nature Reserve and a few little viewing areas as well, each of which have their own unique vantage point over each different part of the reserve. I'm currently looking through this small rectangular window onto the natural world beyond. And if I'm honest, there's not a huge amount going on at the moment. The water is just billowing slightly in the breeze, catching the reflections and distorting them a little bit of the blue sky above. On one of the little islands in the middle of the lagoon, there's a lone magpie. Other than that, I think I might just move on to the next hide to see if that brings out any more wildlife entertainment. You may be able to hear a bit of machinery now in the background. There's actually a major regeneration project going on here at the reserve at the moment. It's being funded by Yorkshire Water, and they're just in the process of extending what is currently a 3-acre site in between the main path that we're walking along here at the bottom edge of the reserve and the river. And they're currently digging out a few more ponds, shallowing out some areas, and making a few level islands as well to attract, hopefully, more birds into the reserve in the future, which is really good to see. It looks a bit messy and sounds a bit loud at the moment, but hopefully it will reap rewards as we go in towards the next few years. On our right-hand side, there's what's known as the Willow Coppice area, and it is just a sea of willow trees. I'd say stretching as far as the eye can see, but the eye can't see very far because it is so dense in there. But it is a haven for little birds. I can see a blue tit flitting around in the branches above me. And as I've been walking along, I've seen a few long-tailed tits as well, flashing around in amongst all of those dense tree cover. It really is a wonderful little place, is Rodley Nature Reserve. Brilliant to explore. As the sound of that machinery still rumbles on in the distance, we've now reached our next hide, or at least viewing platform, over the far west of the lagoons here at the reserve. And I have to say, there's a lot more activity going on here than there was at the reed bed where we were earlier. In front of me there's a pair of black-headed gulls, which are just starting to develop those black heads that they lose during the winter. It looks like they're wearing a pair of black earmuffs, as the black only remains around where we would say their ears would be. But during the summer they have those very distinctive black caps to their heads. There's a little island in the middle of the lagoon where there's a pair of swans and also a couple of cormorants just leisurely preening themselves on the banks of the water. There's two coots just fly into the water with a big splash in front of me. You may be able to hear that loud cry of the coot just there as it flaps its wings wildly to brush off the water that it collected on landing. One of the cormorants now as well is just opening its wings out. A typical cormorant pose, which is a similar sort of thing, just warming and drying off in the sun. You can see a lapwing as well on that little island. It really is a lot busier at this end of the reserve. It's great to listen to the birds as well, which, as I said earlier on, just cut through the industrial sounds that are around us and remind us once again that spring is on its way. We've nearly reached the end of our walk here at Rodley Nature Reserve. It's been beautiful to see all of the water birds just there on the lagoon, and also various different bits of wildlife and the natural world that we've seen around us and experienced today. We might not have seen that elusive kingfisher or otter, but it really has been pleasant to wander around on this beautiful early spring day. Before we wrap up though, I'm just headed up to one of my favourite little corners of the reserve, which backs out onto the farmland at the very top end of the reserve, above the visitor centre. There's a little hide overlooking some bird feeders where there's been a few bullfinch and chaffinch and even goldfinches flitting around. Beautifully colourful birds. Really is a fitting way to finish off what has been a really pleasant wander around Rodley Nature Reserve today. I felt privileged to share this site with the wildlife that inhabits it, and it's good to see that they're doing more and more work to encourage more wildlife to come back and call this place its home well into the future. I do hope you've enjoyed wandering around with me. Until the next audio walk, thank you very much for listening. I look forward to speaking to you again in the not too distant future.